Okay, afternoon kindergarten. What did we learn this week? What did we learn this week? I see a lot of hands. We did Project Feeder Watch today. We did. Is that what you're going to say, Sam? That's okay. You can tell a little bit. So, Whit, tell me one bird we saw.
House sparrow.
House sparrow. We always see house sparrow. Sam, what else? What other bird did we see? A chickadee. Did we see a chickadee this week? Did we see a chickadee? We didn't actually see a chickadee. Who knows another one we saw? Javon.
A black-eyed chickadee.
No, we didn't actually see a chickadee this week. Oh, we have to get someone who's raising their hand. How about Hannah?
Morning dove.
Morning dove. You're right. So we saw, how many species did we see? Do you remember?
Five.
Five. We saw house sparrow, morning dove. What else?
American sparrow.
American tree sparrow. Very good. We've never seen one at Lincoln School before. Marcus, what else did we see?
We did Skype today.
Oh, we did Skype today, too. We'll talk about that in just a second. But we saw also house finch and dark-eyed juncos. So we saw how many birds all together? Do you remember? How many birds did we see all together? Do you remember, Charlie?
21.
21. You're right. We saw 21 birds, five different species. All right. Have we ever seen more than 21 birds?
Yes.
Yes. How did we know that?
Because we looked at our data.
We looked at our data, right? We looked at our data. We reviewed on our science notebooks. We looked back at all of our data. That's why it's really important to keep accurate data. All right. Let's see. Now, Marcus wanted to talk about what? So tell us what you wanted to talk about.
The Skype.
The Skype. So tell us about the Skype.
So we were doing mystery animal and So the other class was, we were first asking questions about theirs, and then we guessed it. But when they were asking our question, we stumped them.
We did stump them. Ours was really tricky. Do you remember what their mystery animal was?
A horse.
It was really tricky. We were stumped until they had to give us extra clues, didn't they?
We had to give them.
And so then, what was our mystery animal?
A hawk.
Did they guess it?
No.
No.
It was so super hard for them.
It was really hard for them. You're right. It was so hard for them.
And for us, too.
Well, was it hard for us? Oh, the horse was hard for us. You're right. All right. That was good. That was a lot of fun. It's fun to meet people from different places, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to Minnesota next year.
You are good. You know what's great about that is that you get to practice speaking and listening, right, Javon and Lou? You get to practice speaking and listening.
And you get to have new friends.
And meet new friends. You're right. And hear what other people are in different places think. All right, let's see. Quinn's got his hand up. Yes, sir. What else did we learn this week?
We got a new letter from Word Wall Words.
We got new Word Wall Words?
Yeah.
We did. What are our new Word Wall Words?
R and now.
Very good.
That's what I got to hide now.
Can you have a seat for us, Sophia? Thank you. R and now are our new word wall words. You are right. Good job. All right, Sam has something to say.
We read the book Turtle Splash.
We read the book what? Turtle Splash. Oh, we did. You're right. We read that on Monday. I forgot about that. Turtle Splash. That was a fun book. What was it about?
Turtles getting scared.
Turtles getting scared of what? And why do you think do you remember why we read it? We were looking for when one thing happens, what makes another thing happen, right? We read about things that make another thing happen. What was making the turtles jump off the log?
The animal, like one of the
black-capped chickadee was chirping and it made them fly, jump off a log. What else happened? Do you remember? Whip. What else happened in that book? Or did you have something else you wanted to say? Because you had your hand up. Okay, you can think about it. Sam.
When my dog clapped, it made the turtle
splash. Exactly, you're right. Very good. What else did we learn this week? Luke.
Home for
Home for a Bear.
We read another book, Home for a Tiger, Home for a Bear. And what was that about? Do you remember?
Animals.
And where they
live.
Good. Animals and where they live. We talked a lot about animals and where they live this week. Who remembers the book A Home for Pearl Squirrel? Oh, good. Well, tell me about one animal in the book A Home for Pearl Squirrel and where that animal lived. Maeve.
The squirrel.
The squirrel. Where did the squirrel live?
In the tree.
In the tree. You're right. Very good. Yes, Marcus.
The porcupine lived in the tree and other places.
Oh, the porcupine lived in a tree and other places too? Oh, my goodness. That's exciting.
You didn't watch that?
Have you? I haven't watched it in a long time. Last year, I think, was the last time I watched it. But do you know that when I went camping last summer, that we saw a porcupine, and it actually poked Marcus with his quills. Not this Marcus in the class, my dog Marcus. And Marcus had quills coming out of his nose. He was okay, though. He was okay. They were just, they just touched the end of his nose. But a porcupine has those things. Do you know what those are called? Those long, skinny things?
Quills.
Hard on the outside.
And if you touch them, they stick in you, right?
And they're like hair.
They
like
are like
because
hair.
They grow back.
So Marcus got too close to the porcupine, and he got some quills stuck in his nose. He was okay, though. Poor Marcus, but he was okay. Not this Marcus, all right? Not this Marcus. All right. What else did we learn this week? What else did we do? What did we do in math? What did we do in math this week? Quinn, what did we do in math? We had fun.
We were doing math problems.
We were doing math. You know, I couldn't hear because Marcus is talking to Joy. I appreciate it if you keep your voices quiet. I know what Marcus was saying, though. Marcus was telling how he spells his name, which is great. But Quinn was talking, so Quinn's got the floor now. That means it's his turn to talk. So, Quinn, go ahead and tell us, what did we do in math?
We did math problems.
We did math problems, but what kind of math problems?
Math.
Hannah, what kind? Kahoot. We did Kahoot. And what kind of problems did we do on our Kahoot? That was fun. What were those called? Ava, do you remember what those are called?
Minuses.
Well, I'm asking Ava. Do we call them minuses, though? They are... You're taking things apart, which is minus. What is the real name for that, though? Madeline.
Taking apart.
Well, taking apart, that's what we're doing. But what do we call it, Sophia?
Subtraction.
Good job, subtraction. And we worked on subtraction on the Kahoot, which was really fun. And we also did IXL. Do you remember what we did in IXL? That's math, yeah. We worked on positions, like where things are. They were above and... What's the other one? Above and...
Inside.
No, above and...
Below.
Below and then inside
and
or...
Outside.
Outside. Very good.
Big and
well, big and small wasn't part of that, though, because that wasn't positions. But that's true. Big and small are opposites. What else did we do this week? Max E. You forgot. That's okay. All right, friends, it's about time. So I hope that, oh, we learned about Martin Luther King Jr., didn't we? I forgot about that.
Yeah,
we did. Who wants to tell me one quick thing? What was Martin Luther King's message? Yes, Stella.
His message was, it doesn't matter what skin color you have, you can go in the same bathroom only if you're a girl, and you can go in the same bathroom if you're light or dark.
Oh,
if you're a boy. Before he changed the laws, there was only schools with dark people and light people.
Exactly. So he wanted everyone to be treated equally, right? Everyone to be the same. That's a good way to think, isn't it? Don't you think? I think so, too.
Because we're different skin colors, and we still go in the same school.
Exactly. But we're all the same on the inside, right? All right, my friends, what do we say? We're almost out of time. We have 20 seconds left.
Bye.
Goodbye, parents.
I love you.